I'm on a mission to help high flyers just like yourself, who until now have let the fear of public speaking hold them back from making a bigger impact. Join me as I find out the secret sauce from the world's leading speakers to make your speeches more interesting, enjoyable to give, and impactful for your audience. That's the mission, and this podcast will get you there. My name's Victor Ahipeni, and this is the Public Speaking Secrets Podcast.
Speaker Nation, what's happening? Welcome to another episode of Public Speaking Secrets, where we dive into the brains and the knowledge of what separates the world's greatest speakers, trainers, and the people that you look up to when it comes to speaking from stage. I'm your host, Victor Ahipeni, and today we've got Marnie Lefevre, and she is a best-selling author, speaker, and a successful entrepreneur who has created and started businesses around the world and now helps empower other females to do exactly the same. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on today, Marnie.
Oh, thanks so much, Victor. It's a pleasure to be here.
I love to get a bit of a background, so not necessarily maybe on the business side of things, but how did you get into running training events and becoming a speaker and getting into that space? Because we all start somewhere. I think it's nice to break down that barrier of, a lot of us see Tony Robbins and go, oh, I can't be a speaker because I'm not that person jumping up and down on the trampoline. But how did it all kind of begin for you?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, actually. I found success. So I guess I had built businesses, I'd become successful, and I kind of said, okay, well, now what? Yeah. Now what do I do? And I had been mentoring and coaching a few women in business and sort of giving back that way, and then I was being asked to do keynote talks and in different areas, and then it sort of someone came up to me and said, well, why don't you, start to speak and inspire, because clearly one-to-one is fine, but one-to-many, you can make a far bigger difference. So I guess that was probably the seed when it was more clients and just people I ran into who couldn't get to certain keynote talks or whatever that said, well, where are you speaking? Where can I see you? How can I get information from you? And then so I resisted for quite a while, to be honest, because, of course, being at the front of the room can be quite confronting, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't know how to, run events. I was great at building businesses and marketing and the rest of it, but not, standing in front of my own room and inspiring people. And the right people just started to turn up, and in fact, I think I was resisting so much that I went off. I said, okay, well, I'll go and learn about speaking. And I went off and I did a speaker course. And when I came back, I got a horrendous cold, like massive. And it took out my voice. And I thought I had laryngitis. And I was like, oh, no, I've come back. Isn't that ironic? I've gone to a speaker course and I've come back with laryngitis. What's that mean? But it didn't go away, and my voice didn't come back, and I got better. I wasn't sick anymore, but I still didn't have a voice, and I literally couldn't even, I could only whisper, and I couldn't yell at my kids, and that's always tough. And and eventually I had to go to because I resist going to the GP as much as possible.
Yep.
But I went off to the doctor and I sort of said, this is happening. And they said, we've got to go to an ear, nose and throat specialist. This is not laryngitis. And I went to see the doctor and stuck a tube in my nose and made me sing Happy Birthday, which was great, which was horrible for everyone, really. And I discovered that I had paralyzed my larynx.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the only way you can do that is if you have a thyroid operation. I didn't have. I had just had a really horrible cold, which is that then somehow caused nerve damage. Talk about resisting wanting to speak, right?
Self-limiting beliefs.
I know. And clearly I was a powerful manifester. It just wasn't really working out for me at that time. But And so I had to go to voice coaching to get my voice back. And I remember the lady saying to me, you know, this must be devastating for you. Because I was still running businesses and I still had a marketing agency and I still had to speak to clients, had to speak to people. I still had to make sales. And that's where the mindset really kicked in. And I said, no, this isn't devastating. This is just going to be part of my story. Mm. And from there, even though I wasn't speaking yet, I then went on without a voice to have a record sales month. Maybe people felt sorry for me. I don't know. And
for everyone out there, that's a highest amount of sales ever. Not she was started selling records with her new.
No, that's right. From the companies I was running, that was ridiculous. But yeah, and so that was the start of my speaking journey, was paralyzing my larynx. So I guess the message in that is that, you know what, if I can do it with a paralyzed larynx, and I got it, and it's still paralyzed, Victor. That's the funny thing, is it just the other side compensates. Mm. So if I can do it, anyone can do it. If I can get up in front of a room of hundreds of people and inspire and tell stories and share my message, then anyone can do it.
Yeah, I think that's super powerful. It's interesting when you talk about the vocal retraining and things like that. I've been listening to some stuff from Roger Love, who's kind of regarded as one of the world's best vocal trainers for a lot of the world's most successful speakers and singers and things like that. And he said the most damaging thing that you can do for your vocal cords is whisper.
He said I learned that.
Yeah, it's a thing. Not a lot of people, they think it's taking it easier on their voice when they start whispering and doing that, but it's actually, you know, the kind of the most harmful to your vocal cords and dries them out, and then, you know, causes them to be stretched and puts a lot of air through them. So there's something for all of you out there. Cut back the whispering, speak louder, get your message out there.
Well, that's the first thing I thought. Well, I have laryngitis. I better, you know, just rest my voice. And actually, I was doing worse for my voice than I thought I was. So I was actually hurting it. So yeah, I had to sing nursery. Part of my homework was singing nursery rhymes in the car and torturing my family. But we did, and bless them, they all sung along with me because they were backing my journey.
There you go, the dream team. So
yeah.
With the transition,
before
we kind of get into the training side of things, because that's something I think a lot of people out there, I mean, there's kind of the keynote speaking and then there's running events and then there's running trainings. I think they've all got very, very different fundamentals that make them successful. If we were to start with the keynote speaking side of things, was it something that for you that came off the back of having successful businesses, or were you on the offense with it going, look, I've had a couple of these, how do I stack up some more? I'm going to put myself out there. Or was it something that you're like, when they come along, I'll weigh them up and see if I do them?
Well, yeah, that's a great question too. Interestingly, you know, I'm a marketer, so we don't sort of sit around and wait for stuff to happen. We make it happen. And yes, on the back of my success and also gaining a number one best-selling book, I was approached and people said, will you come and speak at this, will you come and speak at that? And so it was a few keynotes and I thought, oh, well, you know, and then I saw the difference that I was making and I saw the impact that it was having and I thought, okay, now I'm going to push through. And then, of course, paralyzing the larynx, I was like, you know, nobody tells me I can't do something. it was a push. It was a making sure I had a robust personal brand, then, getting onto different speaker sites, speaking to different places that would pattern into my niche and that are there to motivate women. And so I started having my PA and my team email people for speaking opportunities.
And so with that, for everyone out there listening who's wanting to potentially go down the same side of things, was this sending them like a one page, you know, a link, or just testing out interest, or sending you a video with, you know, some highlights of you? How did you think about that?
So at first we just sort of sent my speaker bio, and then again, because I had a marketing agency, we put together a speaker bio, like a really slick brochure.
Yep.
And, you know, with all the touch points and, you know, what they would, you know, would benefit from having me speak. And so, yeah, we would do a cold email to, you know, whoever we identified would be a great joint venture partner. And then, or interviewee or keynote talk, and then we'd send over. Having a really well-designed brochure, PDF that you can send through can just help you to stand out from other speakers. And, of course, sitting in a niche, you know, motivating women and empowering women to achieve, you know, everything that they want in business and life is was a powerful thing. As you know, I was riding the wave of, you know, successful women who are out to try and empower other women to do the same. So we would target and then just, yeah, go for it. And you'd send, you know, 20 emails for one response and that would be okay. That's marketing.
Yeah. And that's it. I think what's really, there's another layer in there that a lot of people don't realize the power of. You know, obviously the success that you have, you've got to be some sort of, you know, some level of expert to stand up on stage, but a lot of people don't necessarily value their own expertise high enough. They think, oh, because I can do it, it must be easy, which is,
It's funny that you mentioned that today. I was just at, in a room yesterday with a beautiful man that I know, and I'm not going to mention his name because it was an absolute tank. And my PA and I went to support him, she's not a PA, she's my right hand, she does everything for me. And we were sitting there just going, oh, my God, this is torture. And because you don't know what you don't know, and you really do need to go and get an education in how to motivate a room, how to be inspirational, how to tell a story, how to take people on a journey, how to connect. And serve, how to serve, you know, it's not all about you, it's all about them. And how do you weave that in and still tell your own story and things like that? And it's the most painful however many hours none of us will ever get back, the people in that room, and painful for him too, really devastatingly painful. So he'd poured a lot of money into, and I see this all the time with a lot of people that I teach, you know, you invest a lot of money into trying to speak before really going and getting the education and the understanding of how you run a room.
Yeah.
And
And I think that's a huge point, because yeah, I'm on the mission to try and make every talk more exciting for the people out there, because there's so many people who just chuck up so many words on a spreadsheet. Yeah, this is from the boardroom. You would have seen it in, you know, in pictures and presentations all the way to on stage. And yeah, just send me the slides if you're going to do that, because I want to be entertained or informed or all of the above and motivated.
Inspired.
I want all of those things wrapped into one. If you're just going to literally turn at, you know, 45 degrees to me and start reading off your slides, or look down at the screen down in front of you and read off your slides, I can read them faster than you. Please just send me the slides, save me. I'll read them in an hour instead of sitting in there for six. And that's what, you know, expertise versus actually being able to motivate a room and you know, having that social proof as well. You know, having a book that you can, you know, before you even walk on the stage, people go, this person must be an expert, therefore I'm going to give them the time of day before I write anything off. And then it's your responsibility to, you know, convey that message. So yeah, I think that's, well, yes, Sarah, carry on.
People's time is really valuable. In my case, it's not a dollar thing. I have the dollars. But my time is so precious. So if I'm coming to hear you speak, or if I'm having a meeting with you, or if I'm having an interaction with you, you know, it has to be a two-way street. Both people need to feel uplifted and motivated. But when you're a speaker, you know, it is a gift that people have given you. And so go and work out how to, it's called stage craft, you know. It's not just you getting up and talking about everything that you've achieved and how terrific you are. It's about you giving value and having a laugh with people and understanding what their problems are and then showing them how you might help them with your experience or your system or your formula or your knowledge or whatever it is, or your product. because we just, you can't buy time. And so it's a much more valuable commodity than if someone's paying you to help them or talk to them or, yeah.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I'm sure everyone out there is nodding going, yep, we've all sat through those talks where we've just gone, I'm not getting that time back. And if people are saying that, you don't even remember what the talk's about because you've switched off. You're not open to any ideas and it's horrible.
Look, I've been in an audience where unfortunately someone's been speaking and there's people that have fallen asleep. I mean, my God, you know you're not kicking goals in that.
Yeah.
Let me be very clear, not in one of my talks, but I have been in a talk and that happened and I felt terrible for the speaker, but you know what? You got to go get the education.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to Tony Robbins events or one of his events and, yeah, it was, I don't know, 14, 15 hours and everyone was go, go, go. It was like, you know, being in a sober, energetic nightclub for 15 hours. And that's, not necessarily saying everybody has to be at that level, but if you've got no excuses, if you can't keep people entertained for 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, when there's people out there who are doing it for 15 and bringing the energy and noise. But I'd love to get your insight into the training side of things that you do, because I think there's an art and a lot of lessons in the training side of things. What kind of trainings do you offer to help these and empower these women? And what does the funnels kind of look like? Do you have free events or lower level events and then bring them in? Or how does that all look for you and how do you move them through that a session model?
Yeah, so there's two types of speakers that you can be. You can be a keynote speaker and get paid by corporations and the rest of it to come in, but that is driven by them, right? They're going to engage you and then you kind of have to go through an interview process. So that's not at all. I got a bit sick of that after a while. I was like, no, again, as you can probably tell, a little control freak here. So I was like, no, I'm going to force my own destiny. If I want to get out and inspire, I'm going to do it on my terms in my room so that, you know, I can make a difference. I don't have to wait for someone to give me a paycheck, typical entrepreneurial thinking. So my particular brand does is we run a room that's 4 hours in length, a free room, and we go out through Facebook and we fill that room. And you can do free or paid, low level paid. I wouldn't go over $49. I wouldn't go over $50, but then you might upsell to VIP, but not until you have. Definitely, if you're a little brand, sometimes paid is better because people turn up. When you're a little brand, you'll do a free room. You'll put, you'll pay for the room. You'll do this. You'll do that, and then 3 people will turn up if you're lucky. If you don't, have because lots of people on Facebook will say they're coming, but they won't. So the breakdown, Victor, is that we might have 400 people sign on and say that they're coming. Okay, and this hopefully will be really great information for your listeners. So they'll sign on and they'll say, "Yep, we're there." Now, we know that 30% will turn up, okay?
Yep.
But what we do is we then call each and every one of those. So we always get their phone number and we SMS them, thank you for signing up. Then we SMS them 2 days before or text them, whatever you want to call it. I'm saying, looking forward to seeing you. So lots of reminders. We also send them emails in the time, let's say the 6 weeks since they signed up or the 2 weeks or the 2 days, we send them a set of emails. And those emails aren't sales emails, they're training emails. So I'm setting up my credibility and I'm giving value and I'm teaching them what I know so that even if they don't come into the room, they get something of value from my brand and me. And then we send them reminder emails as well, see you in a couple of days and this is where it is and yada, yada, yada. And then we call them all. Okay, so let's say we get 80 people say they're coming, or 100 people say they're coming, for argument's sake. We know that even on the yeses, only 60% will turn up every time.
Yep.
And it's like a science. It's a formula. There's only been a couple of rooms and they're my local rooms. So I'm based in Perth, Western Australia, and I have a lot of credibility here. So we'll get a 40% rather than 30% turn up on a 400 room. But it's off the yeses from the phone calls that we get a more accurate reading. So we'll know that 60%. So 60 people, if 100 have said they'll come, they've said, yep, I'm there, we get 60 turn up. And we have chairs knowing we'll overdo it. So we may put the 100 chairs in because every now and then we're wrong. We were just recently wrong in Melbourne and lots more girls turned up. But you have the chairs stacked, okay? And then you pull those chairs in as people turn up. You don't, because the worst thing is people turning up and empty chairs everywhere, which is what happened yesterday to this room. It was just one of the horrible things that, but yeah, because you see, you can make a room look intimate with everyone sitting next to each other, or it can look cavernous with 30 people intimate, 30 people cavernous. So that's why you have to have a great team where you're counting constantly out the front, people registering, and then you keep the doors closed. They don't wander into your room until you're ready, and then you're pulling out chairs and you're whacking them back in. So we do a lot of heavy lifting. My team does a lot of heavy lifting before I even speak. Yeah. So we have a four-hour training, and it depends. This is one of our funnels. This is sometimes it'll be a one-day training, whatever it is, but it's free in this case, although we're thinking about doing some paid rooms moving forward. And I train, I tell my story, I give a lot of value. In every single one of those rooms, people walk away feeling like they've gained knowledge. And we've had testimonials back saying, I just went, did those three things you recommended, money, and I changed, you know, my whole business changed. And I was about to shut my doors, and now, sales are up 80%. So just on that one piece of, so where a lot of speakers might trip up is they don't give enough great value because they think, oh, I'm giving away all my IP. I want to sell into a course. I want to sell into a course. I mean, I don't want to give all my IP away. You can give enough away that people trust, like, and respect you, see you as the expert, and then they're more likely to engage with you, to do your course. Mm. So from there, we sell into a three-day event, a training. And then from the training, we sell into a group coaching.
So,
does that make sense?
Yeah. So that's, that's one of the huge things that a lot of, just on one of your first points, another thing that I've seen really done really well for a entry level event is one of my friends, Steve McKnight. He runs he owns propertyinvesting.com, and he, every year he runs kind of a multi-speaker, sales event. But he said, it's free. I just ask you to put a $97 deposit down on your seat that is completely refundable when you turn up. Otherwise, blah, 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 to cover costs. And then when it's at the event, he says, oh, yeah, you can apply for it over, at the end of day one or lunchtime day two or something like that. And he says, but it's going to be worth, I can't remember what it is, like, if you get any products today, it's going to be worth, off anybody who offers anything, it's going to be worth double or triple. So you'll get, $200 or $300 worth of value out of your $97 if you decide to use it for that. And there's a little thing on your name tag. You just take that up if you get anything that anyone offers. So I thought that was quite a good kind of spin on things. Yeah, you get that security deposit of whatever, and then you can further value add it by making it worth triple the amount. And
And I've seen a lot of bigger speakers do that. The technology for the startup speaker, the technology behind that, and the coordination of refunds and yada yada yada.
Yeah, it's an
would be a bit intimidating. Yeah. But even with your startup speaker, even if they're just charging, $29 is one that a lot of speakers charge now.
Yeah.
Even if you and if people, you will get less people in your room, Victor, but they'll be higher quality because they've already dipped into their wallets to come and see you. So, we have a big debate about free and paid room, but I like that model. It just would take a lot of coordination for the startup speaker.
And with your events, so let's say you get your 100 people in the room, in your free event, is it about a 30% will move forward or?
No, generally the average is 15. Yep. is a good close rate. For 20, we're like, brilliant.
Yep.
15 to 20. So that's speaker average. I think 10%.
Yep.
Is speaker average. Do you know the stats? I don't
know. No. I mean, I know. I mean, a lot of it depends, again, on, yeah, if you're talking even just webinars, which are kind of a similar but less intimate kind of setting. I know a lot of it depends on all the stuff that you were doing in the pre stuff, yeah. The SMS, the calls, the social credibility, the giving value before they've even walked in the door. All of those things are going to massively impact, because a lot of people will be like, I'm going to get bums on seats. I get a few people to a room. It's a lot harder work if you're trying to build the know and like stuff before you can even get into the trust. So
it also depends what you're selling into as to your conversion rate.
Yeah.
You know, if you're selling into a $15,000 program, you know, your conversion's not going to be potentially as high as a, you know, a $2,000 program,
yep.
$500 program. Although we do find that anywhere from 500 to 2.5, you're just leaving money on the table, because you'll still get the same amount of people for a cheaper program.
Yep. $500 is still a commitment, and then $2,000, you're not going to see the bank manager to get a mortgage or a personal loan for it. So
but they're sort of like, okay, well, a lot of speakers sort of say, oh, well, I'm not making big conversions, maybe I need to make myself cheaper.
Mm.
No, you just need to get better at selling.
Yeah, exactly. That's something that I've in the past really battled with. Oh, maybe if I make it cheaper, it makes no difference. I've still got to convince people to value.
Yeah, anything from 500 to 2,500, you're going to get the same people sign up.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah,
so you may as well be charging $2,500 because you're not going to get more for 500 is what we found. Or the people that come through are so low value that, and they're hard work and difficult, and can I please pay, you know, $5 every week. 3 weeks?
And
it's an admin nightmare. So, and I completely respect those people just trying to make it happen.
Yep.
But, you know, you're trying to make a big impact, so getting stuck in the nitty gritty doesn't always work.
Yeah. When you get them to this 3-day training event, what do you find? Like, I mean, obviously a lot more intimacy built, a lot more value added in that time. Do you find those that move into the coaching program, is the coaching program looking like, hey, you've learned all this stuff, let's now follow through each month and make sure that we're implementing it, we can have calls and that sort of?
Yeah, so I would say 80% of the room moves on.
Yep.
So from the 3-day trainer, we generally convert 80 to 90. And again, the girls, you know, we've had unfortunately some girls in tears that would love to do it but are not financially cashed up yet. To make it happen, you know. So and we still work with them. We put them in free groups here, and we have the academy. We've built this, you know, amazing online platform for female entrepreneurs. Like, it's ridiculous the value you get. It's $49 a month.
Yeah.
So none of these girls have an excuse not to. I mean, sure, you might want to work directly with me or one of my coaches, but you know, if you can't afford that yet, then get in the academy. You can see, we have a forum. You can ask me questions there.
Yeah.
There is no point. My brand is a bit different in that I do not block access to me. You just might not get a direct face-to-face with me. But I tell you what, ask me a question on the forum. I'm not going to hold back.
Yeah.
Because my mission is to obviously empower women to get out there and, you know, and I don't want to give them any excuse not to. And if they try, I'm like, hey, listen, we have everything. Any price point you want to tap in, it's there.
Yeah. And I think
that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see it time and time again. Like, yeah, if you go into a $49 group and say, I'm going to change my mindset to make this $1,000 a month, you'll find, you know, $10,000 worth of value. If you go, it's only $50. I'm only getting $50 a month worth of knowledge. You know, you're tripping yourself up, and it's those people that you'll see transition through. They'll have success, and then they'll be in your higher higher end products, which is, yeah.
It's, oh, yeah. The girls that come on to, say, personal coach with me, which is obviously, you know, top dollar. Again, remember I was talking about time. And that's what everybody's program should be if you want a one-on-one, or a build to be anyway.
Yep.
Our group coaching is less time, and now we have, you know, a number of coaches on board. So that's with the local coach, and then I come in for specific training. So you still get time with me. But if you want time with me, then you're paying, you know, top dollar, because I don't have time, Victor. I don't have a lot of time. So I'm being very frugal with it. But those girls, the ones that invest, and this is with everything, when you invest in yourself, you obviously improve. We have a speaking course called Speaking with Confidence that we run as a four-day trainer. When girls pop out of that, they know how to sell from stage. They're good at selling from stage. They know how to tell their story, but they've invested a good amount of money to learn that. Does that make sense? So, yeah, it's all about. Did we go off track there?
No, I
get a bit passionate about investing in yourself because sometimes there's just so much resistance. And yet how do you get where you need to go without learning?
Yeah. I mean,
we're happy to pay universities to give us a degree, and no disrespect to universities, but that just gets us a job.
Mm.
So if you want to become an entrepreneur or a leader or an impactful speaker, or you've got to invest in learning the craft.
Yeah.
Because it is a craft. There is a formula which great speakers teach in their speaking. There's a formula. When you follow the formula, it makes it easy to close sales.
And that's it. And I think a lot of people, you need to understand that you've got a couple of options. You can invest time, you can invest money. And
yep.
Yeah. And so, I mean, if you've either got to be resourceful, go to your library, get every book out on business building, on something, read them all, implement it, get some more money, then skill up, and it's going to save you time when you start investing money. When you can hire the person to run your marketing so you can focus on what you're meant to do. And I mean, there's a lot of different aspects. But speaking of time and valuing of yours, you have given so much value, I think, not just to, I mean, you're obviously out there giving value to all these amazing female entrepreneurs and business owners around the world, but also to everyone who's looking to also make a big impact, because speaking allows us to have leverage, and leverage allows us to have a bigger impact and share our message. So I want to thank you so much for everything that you've given here, because I know a lot of people go, okay, that's why I need to run a lower level, a free event where I can, give value. But then, where do I go from here, and how do I transition it from here and go to the next level? So, thank you so much for giving that value. And I just want to welcome you to Speaker Nation. If people want to find out a bit more about you and what you're doing, where can they go and what can they do?
Well, they can head over to my personal brand, which is marnielefebvre.com. That's a really big mouthful. So if you can't spell that, and I get it, it's tough, then just type in the Secret Women's Business Academy. And it will bring up, me and all of the stuff we've got. And, of course, join me over on my Facebook page. Connect with me through Facebook. And, I'd love to connect. And, if you have any questions about speaking, just ask. I'm not about hiding any of it. We need more powerful male and female speakers out there inspiring us, and I'm happy to help in any way I can.
That's brilliant. Well, we'll link all of that at publicspeakingblueprint.com. And I look forward to catching up, touching base, and when either one of us are on the other side of the country.
That'd be great to face to face with you, Victor. It'd be awesome. Connect wherever you're from. Yeah, we're over east again soon, so perhaps we'll see you then.
Awesome. Thanks a lot for your time.
All right. Take care.
If you want to fast track your confidence and impact with public speaking, then be sure to jump over to publicspeakingblueprint.com, where there's an array of free resources to help you no matter where you are on your journey to becoming a more powerful speaker. And while you're at it, jump over to Facebook and join our free community called Speaker Nation, where there's a ton of other like-minded individuals just like yourself looking to level up. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode.